Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Friendship Quest. The Friendship Quest, a podcast made for people, by people.
Oh, that makes it sound suspicious.
Why?
Also, that hello actually hurt my ears.
Did it? Was it loud?
Yeah. Good. There's like a ringing.
I've been working on it.
Working on deafening me.
Working on deafening. Hello! It's getting better.
Well, that one was nicer.
Okay. I'm John.
And I'm Katie.
You took the hint. Well done.
Thank you.
thank you. Right. Here we are. This is an episode.
Yes.
We're a bit tired.
I'm really tired.
We're really tired. But we're enjoying life, I think.
You think?
I wasn't trying to like give a vibe that we're not people. I feel like that. Is that what it sounded like?
Yeah, it did sound like that.
For people, by people. Hello, we are people.
Yes, we are. And you are probably people too.
We hope you are. I mean, we're not going to discriminate.
No, that's why I said probably.
You
discriminated, not me.
Sorry, I'm learning. you don't have to be a person to listen to this. Please let us know if you're not a person at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
You don't need to do that every time I say thank you. Right. Let's crack on.
No time to dilly-dally.
We have comments.
What are the comments?
So our last video was, what is the scariest thing?
Which is a good question.
Thank you,
Maybe
John.
We should have phrased it differently.
According to my mum, yes, we should have done. Thank you for the advice.
Thank you.
And the criticism, mother. I appreciate it.
It was. It was.
That doesn't make sense.
Read the comments.
I am. Okay. So it's just a lot of people saying what they're scared of. For example, my friend, Eleanor, she said, like in the Divergent movies, I'm not scared of being attacked to death by birds, but if birds were attacking me, I'd be scared.
That's a fair point.
Is it?
I think that goes for every sort of animal. I'm not scared of something until it's actually attacking
me. I'm not scared of birds. If birds were attacking me, I'd be scared. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
I don't remember that happening in Divergent anyway.
Isn't it? She goes into her like dream sequence and she's scared of her biggest fears come out and she has to deal with it.
Was one of her biggest fears birds?
Apparently.
Oh.
I think the other one was like drowning or something. I don't know.
Well, that's fair
That's more
enough.
Understandable.
My mum said that she was very brave when she got her vaccination this week.
Well done. We're proud of you and all of the vaccinated mums out there.
And apparently her space thing is actually apeirophobia. She looked it up.
Mm.
Which is infinity, yeah.
That sounds pretty cool.
She used to have recurring nightmares as a child about infinity. It really freaks her out.
I think it is a scary thing, you know?
Yeah, I just don't think about it.
That's fair enough. Probably for the best.
Somebody said falling is just a long jump.
Yeah.
No.
What, are you scared of falling?
Not inherently.
Yeah.
If I was falling, I'd be scared.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have a fear of falling to say that if I was falling in controlled conditions, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I don't think I'd be scared of a skydive, for example.
I'd be
scared if suddenly the parachute doesn't activate.
Yeah, but I'd already be scared that might happen.
Okay, yeah.
So that's different because I'm not scared that I'm falling.
Yeah.
I'm scared that I might start falling in a bad way.
Yeah, okay. No, that's fair enough.
I consider fear of dogs the worst fear because everyone loves them and they consider you a freak and they are also everywhere, like everyone has one.
I can vibe with that as someone who has been scared of dogs.
Yeah.
It's a bit alienating sometimes.
Yeah. Sad for you.
It's sad to go around like relatives' houses if they have a dog and you don't want to be there.
Somebody has claustrophobia and is talking about school corridors. Not a good place for claustrophobia.
School corridors horrible in general, but yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Even worse if you've got something like that.
Somebody put being upside down.
Oh, interesting.
Ants, and being in a room alone.
Hmm.
I feel like I need clarification here. Being in a room alone, like a room you don't know. Because I assume you'd be okay, like, in your bedroom alone.
Yeah,
but maybe not.
I don't know.
I don't like being in my kitchen alone, but that's because we had a break-in in our kitchen and I just walked in and a man was stood there robbing us. So I don't like sitting in the kitchen by myself. But yeah,
again, one of those things that all ties back to our past experience.
Somebody put, the question is, who has more fears, me or you? I am scared of 9 things. I haven't counted, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know if I could count on, like, what level, especially.
Just generally a very scared person.
Yeah.
So, I can't count.
It's kind
but
of like
probably
a boast.
Me, I'm not going to lie to you.
I have 9 fears.
And somebody put, I'm scared of planets.
Me too.
I mean, I assume that's relating to the whole space thing.
Yeah, I mean...
And not just, like, planets?
I don't know. I hope you're not scared of Earth, because that wouldn't be very fun.
Mm, good point. Thank you for your comments.
Thank you.
John.
Sorry.
He's imitating Ringo Starr in one video that Ringo Starr has done.
It's a great video.
And this will be a recurring theme.
They don't care about that.
Well, I care, because you keep saying it. John.
Yes. Katie!
You
said my name, so I said your name.
Okay. John!
Katie!
What is our question today?
It's funny you should ask, because our question today is, if you had 3 wishes from a genie, what would they be? Is that a bad way to phrase it?
Yes.
Should we try it again?
Yes.
What's the exact phrase?
I'm imagining me typing out that text and crying.
I know, I was thinking...
That's the question. John.
Katie. I feel like it's going to be left in now.
Yeah, what is our question today?
If you met a genie, what would be your 3 wishes?
Amazing. Right. That was sent in to us, by the way, like all of our questions
like
have
every
been.
Question we answer, they are almost always sent in.
Yeah,
so thank
much.
You. Please send in more.
Okay. Now, we're basing this pretty much entirely on Disney's Aladdin, right?
I mean, it's the public consciousness of what a genie is, you know?
Yeah,
which I think Disney has influenced a lot.
Yeah, and I was looking into it a little bit to see if I could find more information about where it all comes from. And, like, genie and djinn, they're kind of similar. And there's a lot of information about what djinns are. But it didn't seem to really tie... specifically into like the whole wishes thing. It seems very very different where that all stems from, so that's kind of why I'm saying we're looking at this sort of
there's all thing. Sorts of mystical cosmic demons and entities that, you know, have some sort of power that may or may not grant wishes, and that's all it all comes from. But today we're going to think about 3 wishes, and of course there are some rules.
There are rules.
Because it's not fair if you want a wish for infinite wishes, is it, Katie?
No, it's not fair.
Because
if that was allowed and you didn't do that, that's that's a bit questionable, isn't it?
Yeah, but would you ask? If a genie did appear, would you
if
ask
if a genie
the
appeared
rules?
And was like, you have 3 wishes, I'd at least say... Well, can I wish for more wishes then?
What if they say yes and that's no? They say no and then that's a wish gone.
Well, no, because I'm asking the question. I haven't said that that's my wish. They
it's
can't
a wish
do that.
To know. They make the rules. Okay. No. Okay.
So, the rules are you can't wish for more wishes.
Yeah.
You can't wish to kill someone.
Yeah.
There was something like you can't create or end life, basically.
You can't create or end life. And I think you can't affect free will is a good way of summarizing it. But it's effectively...
can't make someone fall in love.
Yeah, that's what Aladdin says. I'm pretty sure.
And there's another one, I saw.
I don't know. I think it was like kill or create life, yeah. Like raise the dead.
Bring someone back from the dead. Yeah. That was the one I was thinking of.
So all the sort of supernatural things that you can't normally violate, you're not allowed to do.
Yeah.
So... But then it's a tricky one, isn't it? It's a tricky one. And we're not gonna accept anyone, you know, getting clever. You can't wish to, like, overwrite all the rules. You can't wish to, like, break all metaphysical limitations on wishing.
But that's a good point.
Okay.
Could you not just say, I wish these rules don't exist?
I mean, yeah, that's the classic go-to, isn't it? I wish I could wish for anything.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I wish I had the powers of the genie.
No, but that happens in Aladdin.
Does it?
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember.
Spoilers for a very old movie.
What does Aladdin wish for? That's what I don't even know.
Aladdin, oh God, you're really testing me here.
He obviously becomes a prince, doesn't he?
Wish one.
Okay.
Well, he tricks the genie first, and he wishes for the genie to help him out of the cave, but he wasn't rubbing the lamp, so it doesn't count.
So in that version,
you have to be rubbing the lamp while you wish. So that didn't count. So his first wish was to be a prince.
Okay.
His second wish was for the genie to save him when he was drowning. He didn't actually wish for it. The genie sort of made it happen. And then his third wish was for the genie to be set free.
Aww.
Those were his three wishes. Jafar ended up wishing to be like the most powerful being in the universe, which was a genie. And then that meant he got the whole, like, shackles thing and was put in a lamp.
In the lamp. That's what you get, kids, if you're too greedy. Case closed. Okay, so that's interesting. I need to watch Aladdin again. I haven't seen it in a long time. Should have done my research for this question. But, yeah, so there's obviously an incentive where you could say, right, I'm going to wish for something that will, you know, make the world a better place. But I'd be scared about wishing for anything too big.
Yeah, well,
but I don't know.
Why?
I feel like the bigger the wish, the more unintended consequences it'll have.
Could you not, like, wish for billionaires to, like, have to donate a certain amount of money to, like, saving the world?
That's true. I think that is probably something I would do, is, like, make the world more fair. Or, like, you know, you redistribute the wealth of the world somehow, which is a good idea. But then it's like, what if... Okay, it's very hypothetical, but I'd be scared also that, like, the way the world works isn't actually how it works, you know? Like, the secret running of the world is actually more complicated than it seems. No?
If you could see my face now... I have no idea what you're talking about.
I think that's a good wish.
Okay, good. Don't know what you were talking about, but that's chill.
Would I get the money? I want some money. I wish for...
You could wish for money, John.
I wish for infinite money. Boring.
Yeah.
And ruins the economy.
Also true. No, it doesn't.
I think you got to be careful as well about putting too much on yourself. If you say, like, if let's say you have an unending supply of money that, like, just appears when you want it.
Yeah.
You could then choose to give money to all of the poor people in the world or, you know, somehow make things equal. Yeah. But in doing so, it puts so much on you.
Right.
It would end up probably not working in the end. You'd probably just ruin the economy. Massive amounts of inflation.
Well, luckily, I didn't say I was going to do that.
Okay,
so.
Good.
So I'm okay.
Okay, okay. Would you wish for luck?
No.
No?
What? No.
No? I think being lucky is a good thing. Or, like, you know, every time you try and do something, you succeed. Like
a
chance-based thing. Like applying for a job or...
What, you're going to get it?
Not, well, I mean, it's just like your odds of any of those things is significantly raised.
Like, no.
Any lucky thing.
No.
No? I mean, it's quite hard to quantify as well, because it's...
Yeah, but also, does that not take some sort of jeopardy out of life, you know?
I guess. I don't know. All right, what are you wishing for? Come on.
I don't know. I haven't thought about it, John.
Oh, dear. Okay. What about... immortality.
Well, you already know what my answer is to that, so that's a stupid question to ask me, isn't it?
What about extending your life?
You already know the answer to that, so I don't know why you're asking me.
Making sure you didn't have any diseases. What if you cured all diseases on Earth?
Overpopulation.
Yeah, but that's an issue you can fix with all that free time you're not spending on medical research, surely.
How are you fixing it?
What, overpopulation?
Yeah.
I don't know. Send us to go to Mars.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Just worried you're going to start, like, culling
people. We're not culling people because they're not dying.
I was very concerned.
Well, supposedly as health improves, you know, people generally have less children, so overpopulation stops becoming such a big problem. And we could focus on, you know, going out to the stars or...
Yeah, I don't know. That just worries me.
Okay.
I'd rather do something about, like, protecting Earth.
Okay.
And the fact that we're ruining it.
Would you reverse climate change?
Yeah.
Yeah. or so
I'd bring back the dinosaurs.
No.
Yay!
No, that's not fixing anything. It's making it a lot worse.
I'd wish for the zombie apocalypse.
Yay! That'll fix overpopulation. Awful idea. Terrible.
I don't care.
They're
my wishes.
All right.
I'm the main character. I'm tying in every episode we've done.
This is my fictional world. Yes. I live in it. Okay. With peace and love. Okay. Well, so what? One thing I've seen an answer online from someone is saying, what if we just, you know, converted all the oil into something else? You know, like destroyed all fossil fuels remaining on Earth. Which would be very catastrophic in that instant, and then it would force people to use renewable energy. Is that a good idea?
It's a bit risky.
It feels like
a
big
change.
I understand the point, but I think there's a better way to wish for it.
Mm.
That's the thing. Too simple a wish, and you're going to end up ruining things.
I just don't know how complicated you can go with it. You have to go pretty complicated, I think, because that was a point in Aladdin, was like... I think it was more a point in the live action one when Will Smith was like, you can't just wish for me to make you a prince because then I could just make you a prince. And then there was like a prince dude stood there, you know, you have to be specific.
Yeah, I think semantics and like language play are a big issue with this.
Yeah.
You could draw up like a whole contract of one wish.
Also, is there, like, a time limit?
What, to make these wishes?
Yeah.
I mean, let's assume we've thought about it a good while before the genie appears.
Oh, okay. We've prepared, I see.
Sure, every good wishmaker should be prepared with their wishes at all
I'm
times.
I'm not, so... I know.
Well, that's what we're going to find out today.
I just...
Okay, let's play the game. Let's play the time limit game. Right, you've got 30 seconds and you can wish for three things. What are they? Start the clock now.
I don't like this game.
No?
I'd just say you're right, thanks.
No wishes for me.
Well, I'd at least wish for, like, naff stuff. I'd possibly wish for, like, my dream job or something.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, but that takes all of the jeopardy out of life.
No, because that's one element of life.
Okay.
Whereas lucky is just, that's, every aspect.
Sure.
Like, you're playing a game with friends.
Luck.
You're going to win.
Well, it doesn't affect skill-based things, but no one wants to play Monopoly with you.
But Monopoly is also a bit of luck.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No one wants to play Monopoly with you.
Oh, right. I thought you were suggesting Monopoly was a skill-based game,
No. Absolutely
okay.
Not. This is not a Monopoly-friendly podcast. Okay.
Yeah, so I'd, like, wish... But if I thought about it, maybe I'd wish for bigger things.
Yeah.
I would wish for the world to become a fantasy movie.
Okay. But what if that fantasy movie, like, doesn't really work beyond the scope of the film?
What do you mean?
Okay, so what fantasy movie is it?
No. Just, like, a
the
fantasy
Lord of the Rings?
World that, like, plays out like a movie. I'm not basing it on a movie.
You want life to be like a movie?
Yes.
So it lasts about an hour and a half.
Yes.
And that's it.
It's done.
I can see that. I can see wishing for something a bit more fantastical.
Yeah.
I mean, I might wish for, like, maybe not quite changing everything, but, you know, the technology to, like, fully immerse yourself in a fantasy world so that you couldn't distinguish it.
Boring.
No? That's not boring. Why?
I don't know.
If you could,
it just
like,
doesn't...
fully dive into the zombie apocalypse, but it's actually safe? What if you erased your memory of it beforehand?
Oh, I don't know. That's not very nice.
I think that's some sort of sci-fi idea where you, like, go into a fantasy world. That, like, you go into a VR world that you can't distinguish from reality because it's interrupting your brain signals, and also it overwrites your memories.
No, that's some Black Mirror stuff going on there.
Yeah, but you could live out your ultimate fantasy, and then once you come out, you still remember the experiences you had inside it.
Oh, I don't know if I like that.
No?
No.
No?
Because I'd want to still be me.
Okay. It wakes you up and it's like you're in an amnesiac.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah, it's a zombie apocalypse.
No, you're not getting the vibe. Okay.
You go into the zombie apocalypse knowing full well. What if it's just playing out the events of the day from your memory, except suddenly there's a zombie apocalypse?
What do you mean?
So it's you dive into the VR world.
Mm.
It's like your life, you've still got all your memories up to that point.
Yeah.
Except in the VR world, it's like you're just about to have done it. It's taking your memories from today.
Yeah.
And then it suddenly changes what has happened.
Yeah.
And suddenly a zombie bursts through the door, or, you know.
Yeah, 100%. That's
ideal. What you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Okay. Well, okay. That's not what you said.
No, I mean, you can
changed it.
You can change the settings however you want. You can remember things or not remember things. Okay.
Done.
I think we should decide on a general theme for the three wishes. So, the first one might be environment. We got to think of the three biggest issues we could fix.
Why?
What do you want to wish for?
Why is that my problem?
What's wrong with you today? You're not being very agreeable. With peace and love, it's not working out today.
We have to come up with a theme. What are you talking about?
I'm saying I think one of our wishes should be dedicated to fixing our planet.
I've already said that.
I know.
So why are you taking what I've said, rewording it, and then putting it forward as if it's a point?
Well, we didn't actually come up with an answer. What did you say? Reverse climate change?
I said something to do with billionaires having to donate their money to saving the planet.
So we redistribute the wealth, comrade, and then what?
What do you mean, then what?
So what's the next wish?
I don't know.
Okay.
Why are you theming them? I don't understand.
No, I'm just... No. I'm trying to say, like, we need one wish to fix the world,
one wish
to make ourselves happy, and then one wish to do something else. I'm just trying to think what the vibe of the wishes should be. So this is what someone has suggested as well, which I think is actually a more interesting idea. So you could try and fix some fault of human behaviour. So for example, in this one, make a global honesty filter. And so any mass communication has to have, like, it has an honesty index, or, you know, it has some indication of how honest it is.
I understand.
I think that's a good idea. I think propaganda is one of the most powerful sort of ways of manipulating lots of people.
But I'm just not sure it would actually help that much.
No?
No.
Can you think of something else that might help more?
No. But also it's not the biggest issue on my mind. I understand why it's an issue, but it's just not something that affects me that much.
So what if politicians had to tell the truth or had to keep their promises? What about that?
Yeah, that would be nice.
Or would you, like, try and fix all the world's democracies?
Meh.
Nah?
I wouldn't know what I was doing.
That's
if I'm
a bit
honest,
too complicated.
Yeah. We're getting into areas that, honestly, I don't think I'm the right person for it.
I wish someone else would have my wishes to make better informed choices.
I feel like you can do that. You can...
Do you think you can transfer wishes?
I think so.
Would that cost a wish, though?
Yeah.
So is it worth you having
that happened in something?
What thing?
There were wishes and somebody wished for somebody else to have
once
their
upon
last
a time.
Wish. It might have been
it was once upon
was it? What when did that happen?
The genie wished that, like, someone else had their last wish, or I think the person wishing wished the genie to have their last wish.
I don't remember. I do think it might have been in Once Upon a Time, though.
All right.
I just, at the end of the day, it's my wish, So I feel like it should be something that I'm passionate about and that I understand.
I know, but do you not feel like you have a responsibility to the world?
Yes, and I've solved some of the problems. I don't carry the world on my back. Like, I'm trying my best, you know?
Okay. So you've redistributed the wealth.
Yeah.
Have you created your VR fantasy world?
No.
No. Then what's your second wish?
I don't know, possibly something to do with, like, theatre. Like, I wish to, like, have my breakthrough in theatre, something like that, you know? I don't know.
Would you ever wish to,
something
like,
that would set me up in life so that I'd feel...
Yeah.
Feel comfortable with the future.
Okay, that's a nice comfort, security.
Yeah.
Would you ever wish to, like, improve some part of yourself, either physical or mental or a skill?
No.
No?
I mean, am perfection, John. Oh,
excuse me. I'm sorry. I forgot who I was talking to. So, I don't know. I might wish to be able to speak every language or be able to play every instrument perfectly.
I just don't care enough about that.
Or have a superpower.
No.
That's a bit too far.
Yeah, that's going to go someplace bad.
You don't want to draw attention to yourself too much.
Yeah, and then you're going to, like, then you're taking the responsibility of probably being, like, a superhero too.
Yeah.
And then you're probably going to get arrested. And that it's just not going to work out.
Yeah.
Being a superhero is only cool when, like, you're in a world where that's a thing.
Yes.
Right? You don't want to be the only superhero.
But that isn't that how, like, I don't know, most superheroes start? Or is it not?
But you know what I mean? Because they're in a movie where it's, like, more accepting of that. But then, even then, they kind of get hunted down a lot of the time.
Yeah, you're right. It's not a good life. We want small scale. Maybe I'd just have, like, be really funny. I'd have the best podcast.
So annoying.
I don't really want to be famous. I don't think I'd want fame. I might wish for money, but then I think redistributing the wealth of the world would just make everything better anyway.
Yeah.
So I think that solves the money one.
Yeah, I'm not, like, I wouldn't... I guess I would kind of be wishing for fame in a way, but it's more to, like, have a job where I'm doing something I really love while earning plenty of money to be secure.
Yeah.
And to then probably end up on the Graham Norton show.
Those are the three wishes.
That's literally all I want in life. That and Strictly.
Did you get bored of it after you'd achieved all that?
No.
Oh, good.
Not if I get on Strictly.
Okay. No, I think that's a good idea. I think it's quite noble to not try and change something about yourself. And instead, I think it's more noble to say, yeah, I wish I got this job. And then it's all you working from there.
Yeah. I just don't know what I'd change about myself, because I don't know what I'd changed that wouldn't stop me from being myself.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess a lot of people feel that way about, if it's your looks, then, like, people have surgery sometimes to change their looks.
Yeah.
Does that stop you being yourself?
No, but I just don't... That's not a thing I have. I have no desire for that.
Yeah.
But more, like, any, like, flaws that I have, like, as a person, is something I can work on.
Yeah.
And I feel like just changing that is a bit strange, rather than, like, acknowledging it, working through it, you know, the boring route.
I think it might be fun to, like, be able to, if I had to wish for one power, it would be like what we were talking about before, is changing your appearance, like shape-shifting. I think it's a dangerous road, because, like you say, you could get lost.
I also don't know how you'd use it.
I could use it for evil.
For evil.
Is that what you're worried
about? I thought
about?
We decided I was the villain.
You are the villain. I think I'd use it for good, but then everyone thinks that, don't they?
Yeah, and then we just go straight back to, you're going to get locked up.
No, I would use it for, like, very subtle things or disguises. I think that would be fun.
Disguise.
I'd hope I could change my clothes. because then I would never have to buy more clothes.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
I'd never, like, or like, yeah.
I'm not sure I'd use a genie wish on that, but...
I wish for a set of clothes that will take whatever form I want. Just one set of clothes that I always wear that are never dirty.
Mm.
And they change into whatever outfit I desire. No?
Mm.
That'd be pretty cool. I never have to take them off either. Change into pyjamas.
Yeah, that's true. It does feed into my laziness.
Yeah.
And what? Then I wouldn't have to, like, worry in the morning, oh, what am I going to wear to work? That's one of my least favourite things. Is this going to be, like, work appropriate? Ugh, can't cope with
Would
it.
Would you ever wish to never need to sleep?
No, I like sleep.
You like sleep.
I like sleep. You can't take that away from me.
It's such a hassle, though. Imagine how much more I'd get done if I didn't have to sleep.
No, because everything that I do is just a hassle that's preventing me from sleeping.
I think we've got very opposite
views. That's how my brain views it. Every moment I'm awake and having to do something, it's like,
a distraction.
I could be sleeping right now, and this is preventing me from doing that.
I think I'm the opposite.
Yeah.
I think sleep is a nuisance to me.
But I think that right now, at midnight... I'll be like, woo, what are we getting done? Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm two different people.
It's just like the idea, the worst feeling in the world is getting up in the morning or...
Yes.
Or feeling like it's nighttime and you don't want to, but you have to go to sleep.
I don't mind that.
No?
No, because I'm just really good at going to sleep. One of the best skills I have is, and I think this is why I enjoy sleep so much, I'm so good at sleeping. I can go to sleep whenever I want.
No issues.
Things like background noise, like parties, really not going to throw me off. Like, I can sleep through it.
To be fair,
I have great dreams that I can control. you know.
What if you could make your dreams more vivid?
Like, I don't need it.
Okay. This is why you enjoy sleep so much.
Yeah, I mean, so good at it.
I also consider myself quite lucky in that I can usually fall asleep no matter what, when I need to.
Yeah.
But I still don't enjoy it. I'd still rather just not sleep at all.
The only thing that prevents me from sleeping is just that I'll be like, oh, I want to do this now.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that I can't sleep, so... If I'm like, oh, I have to get up really early tomorrow, I'll go to bed super early and then be like, oh, well done me. Let's go to sleep now. And then I'll think, oh, I'll just get this done. Oh, I'll just do this. Oh, I'll just watch this TikTok. Oh, and then it's like 3 hours later and I've ruined it. But, you know.
Okay. I think I've decided my top three.
Okay.
Do you have a top three yet? Or
no.
Are you still deciding? Okay, so I think the redistributing... Because I've been thinking about the money one for a while, and I think, yeah, you're right. Well done.
Thank you.
You did it. I think redistributing the wealth somehow is a good idea. Exactly how that works, maybe I'd have to think about it a little bit more.
The intricacies.
But effectively taking the money from the rich and distributing it around the world.
Yeah, because I saw something that was like... You should get, like, capped at a billion.
Yeah,
you know?
You shouldn't be able to have that much money. And
anything over that amount gets sent straight to, you know, causes for whatever.
And personally, I'm a big fan of, like, universal basic income. It's getting a bit political now. But everyone gets, like, you know, everyone gets the necessities they need. Everyone gets paid a certain amount of money to live. And then everything you earn is on top of that. And then, yeah, the billionaires don't get to run away scot-free. With all their money. Anyway, that would be a good wish.
Mm-hmm.
To enable that to somehow happen. I think... I still think curing diseases is a good shout.
Okay.
Maybe not curing death, but like...
Well, no. That would not be sensible,
Well, some might
John.
Argue that if you cure all diseases ever, people might not die. Everyone dies of something, don't they?
Well, that's kind of my point. That's why I'm not doing that.
I'm going to cure all diseases.
Okay.
All diseases cured.
You just get ready for the apocalypse.
Yeah. I haven't thought it through too much, but that's one I'm going to take a gamble on.
Okay.
Yeah. And finally, I think if I have to leave something for myself, I think it might be shape-shifting, now that I've thought about it.
You've got just a weird, like, hero complex going on.
I'm not going to save anyone. I'm just going to like changing my appearance. I think it would be fun.
No, I know... when I say I'm not talking about your shape, like, all three of your wishes just add up to, like, some weird superhero origin story. Right?
Well, what are your wishes adding up to?
Me.
Just you.
Yeah.
You just want to achieve your dream job.
Mine's a villain complex.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Absolutely makes sense.
I want to, you know, help the Earth by preventing climate change by taking money from billionaires.
Good job.
That's one. Number two would be setting myself up in the theatre industry. Like, you know, do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Okay. So that, you know, I've got that career sorted, I got money sorted, so I don't need to worry about any of that.
Yeah.
Until they write me off, you know, inevitably, because that's what the theatre industry is about. And then number three is just, you know, whatever takes my fancy at the time. I don't know. I feel like I'd hold... Would you not hold on to wish three?
Oh, okay. We can...
So, because you might get to a time when you're like, okay, I need this now.
I can see that. I'd never try and make the wish too hastily. And I think you're right in a sense. If I could hold on to it for as long as I wanted, I'd probably, like, pool a lot of resources into getting a team, crack team together of the brightest minds to come up with the best ways to help the world, you know?
Yeah.
So I think the environment, like, something to do with the environment, something to do with money, something to do with disease is probably the top three things.
Okay.
Also, the VR world sounds kind of cool. Like, the...
I mean...
Full simulated fantasy world.
If we're being completely real, I would use Wish 3 to bring back the dinosaurs. But,
but you can do that in your fantasy chamber.
No, I want them to be real, John.
Why?
Because that'd be so cool.
Would it be cool?
I'd rather the dinosaurs were here than us. I think they deserve it.
You and your old-fashioned views. Just... Okay. Are they in a zoo? Are they captive?
No, that never works out in the movies, does it?
What if they just roamed? I wouldn't want to see dinosaurs because I feel like that would be a dangerous thing.
I already don't like the ocean, so you know what? They can do what they like. I'm not going there anyway.
What if we just made Australia dinosaur continent?
Well, because they're used to dealing with that sort of stuff anyway.
No. Well, I mean, I didn't want to single out any particular country, but that's just like a big landmass that could house them.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Australia. Sorry for any Australians listening. Or we build an entirely new continent or something.
There's that's pretty sick.
What if there's just like a massive island somewhere which have dinosaurs?
No, that's just
we'll call
Jurassic
it Jurassic
World,
Jurassic
isn't it?
Park. Da, 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 da. Is that what you want?
No, it's not. I want them back.
Where? Everywhere?
Yeah.
Intermingled with current society.
Like normal.
Why?
Because that's so cool.
What if they kill everyone?
Oh,
whoops. I'd rather the zombies than the dinosaurs.
Okay, we can do that. I'll compromise.
Zombie dinosaurs?
No, that's too far. Even I draw the line. I don't want dead dinosaurs. I just want real dinosaurs.
They're going to die as well. If you honestly brought back all the dinosaurs, do you think the human, like, armed forces could take them?
No.
No? Why do you say that with so much glee in your voice? No, there's no way they could win.
Because that's what I want.
You want everyone to die?
No. Well, no.
If it happens, it happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I think a tank could take down a T-Rex.
How many tanks you got?
There's quite a lot of tanks.
I don't know. I'm gonna have
a... How many dinosaurs are there?
I don't know. I don't know the facts.
What if there's like one dinosaur for every human? Oh dear.
That's a lot.
But like not all of them are big ones.
Mm.
And there's a lot of sea ones.
I don't know why you're questioning, but like I'm perfectly happy.
What if the first thing they do is literally just eat you?
Okay.
No, that doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound nice.
I'll have saved them.
From what?
Their death.
They already died.
Yeah,
you haven't
that's
saved
sad.
Them. You've just brought a million creatures into existence.
Hmm.
A billion creatures into existence.
Oh, see, I'm not even allowed to do that, am I?
No, you can't even create life. You've violated one of our rules. I completely forgot about the rules.
I just want the dinosaurs.
What are the rules again? Did any of my wishes break them?
No, I don't think so.
No, you can't wish for more wishes. Can't make or end life.
Yeah.
You can't affect free will. Yeah. So yeah, I think I can do
You're fine.
Your dream job thing might affect free will or something.
How?
Like, that you make the interviewers give you the job. I don't know.
Well, no, that's not...
No, okay, fair enough. I'm going to throw, like, one in there. You can't violate natural laws. Because I feel like if you change the law of physics...
I could start the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
I've cured all diseases, though.
Well, that was my backup plan anyway, so I'll just throw that out there now that I can't have the dinosaurs, apparently.
Wait. What if you, like, kept a wish? You started the zombie apocalypse with you as the protagonist.
Yeah.
And then your last wish is to just, like, undo it all.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it could, I don't think you could do that. I don't think you could just wish to, like, undo it all. I just don't feel like that's... allowed.
You might be able to wish for the zombie apocalypse with like a time limit that suddenly everything resets and you retain the memories.
Yeah. No, I don't want a time limit though.
When you die.
Yeah, I'd rather it was like, oh, here we go. I'm probably going to die here. Let's just do it.
Yeah. Okay.
The genie's going to meet me and then be like, oh. That's good. What's your first wish? I wish for the billionaires to give up their money to save the earth. What's your second wish? I wish to be a successful actress and be on Strictly. Oh, that's sweet.
That's
and
nice.
What's your last wish? Destruction.
Destruction. Death. That's not cool.
But it's what I need.
Why? Why do you want it so much?
This is why I'm chaotic neutral. Right. Well, I think we found our answers, no?
I guess. I think this would be a very good one to ask the audience.
Yes.
Please tell us what your weird zombie fantasies are. I mean, please tell us what your wishes would be.
I just want to go on Strictly and do the Charleston. <I'm>...
World peace or Strictly? It's so hard to decide.
But I'd be miffed if I went on and then, like, first week they were like, here's the cha-cha. Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's not what I need.
I feel like ending...
I'd have to be specific. I'd be like, I'm going to go on Strictly, but not do too many Latin dances.
You don't even wish to win. It's just...
Like Bill Bailey.
I wish to be Bill Bailey on Strictly Come Dancing. Yeah. That's the dream. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I feel like wishing for the end of all wars is too complicated.
Yeah, probably.
That's the one I need the crack team of scientists to come
up
with.
Yeah, because that would be, like,
I feel like
great.
You could come up with a way to sort of solve all of the world's political disputes, but it sounds hard in one
yeah,
wish.
Yeah, I'm not the person for that job. No. I just want to ride a stegosaurus. Like,
is that what you want? Because I can't actually...
You're
just,
trying to get to the
I'm trying to get to the root of what
head.
Is so appealing about
I
the dinosaurs being
want
back.
The dinosaurs.
You sound like a 5-year-old child. I want to ride a stegosaurus.
That's...
Do you? Do you?
Not, like, that's not the goal.
What's the goal? Okay. You've got a day with the dinosaurs. What do you
like
do?
I feel like I'm being interrogated.
I'm just curious, because I don't understand.
What would I do is... My day.
You've got 24 hours to live with the dinosaurs in the dinosaur world.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Have a picnic.
With the dinosaurs?
Yeah.
They eat you.
No, they're just running around. Like, we're not having a picnic together.
Are you just observing them?
Yeah, I'm having a grand old time.
It would be cool to sit back and watch the dinosaurs at work.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want them here.
Then you're wrong.
Okay, okay. Well, I think that's it then.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't understand you.
Just because you don't like my answers doesn't mean anything.
Whose answers were better? Let us know.
Your answers were more boring.
They weren't boring.
They're like, you know...
I wish for shape-shifting.
Hero complex.
It's not
rubbish.
A hero complex.
It is.
Why?
You're like, but you have a duty to save the world. No, I don't. Who said that? You know, I've done a bit and that...
You did wish for those things. I wished for two, like, world things and then I wished for shape-shifting. So...
Yeah, probably so you can go off and do some more world saving.
What am I going to do
with
it?
Mr. Hero over
there. I don't want to be, like... I don't want to have, like, proper superpowers where I have to save people from
burning
buildings.
We're
going to
grow older and you will be the hero and I will be the villain in, like...
Plot twist.
Like... Our origin story is us sat here, me being like, oh yeah, Mr. Hero, what are you going to do?
You would definitely be the villain and I would be the hero. But I feel like somehow something could change and we'd swap roles.
Ooh.
That's the twist.
Spicy.
That's the twist at the end after two seasons.
Oh. Suddenly. Oh, it's TV. Okay, okay.
I mean, do you want to be in a film?
I'm not being picky.
Film or TV series?
Well, that's not the question.
This is the genie asking you these questions now.
Yeah, he's trying to get the specifics out of me.
They get really specific. Like, it's not at all how we thought. They, like, really ask what you need from the wish.
I'm going to say film.
Okay. You probably make more money at one go.
Yeah, I just feel like that for a breakthrough moment, that's going to be better.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of TV actors don't necessarily get the fame
until they get in a movie.
Until they get a big movie role.
I feel like that generally is what happens. I don't know, though. Sorry, just for a second, pictured like me, like you are the genie. I just sat here and just me being like, yeah, musical would be cute. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be cute.
Yeah, I like that. Surprise! It was me, the genie all along. And now I shall grant your wishes.
Yay.
Woo! They've been granted. That was actually my motivation for starting this podcast, was to get to this point.
Okay, right, we're done.
So Katie's got to go now. She's got a movie to act in and a theatre production. She's getting all three. She's getting a TV series, movie and theatre role all at once, because I'm just that nice of a genie.
It's going to be hard to make time for my Charleston training on Strictly, but I'm sure I'll find it.
I feel like that needs to come a bit after anyway. You want the notoriety
first. Yeah, I know, but like, got to prepare
now. You've
got
to get it in there, yeah, because you're going to win, obviously. That's the dream. So I'll be busy training Katie for that as my capacity as genie.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, let me know what your wishes are so I can decide whether I want to grant them or not. Probably won't. But if you've got any good ones, please let us know. And don't say you wish for more wishes or you wish for some magic semantic thing that gets around the barrier. You're only allowed three and they've got to be in the rules we said. And if you're clever, if too clever, no wishes for you.
You heard the genie.
You heard the genie. Peace out, y'all. Now I'm back to being John.
Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, the genie's left now.
Right.
Got possessed for a minute there, sorry.
So chaotic.
send us things or friendshipquest@gmail.com on Katie's TikTok and we may answer your questions and we want to know. We'll respond to them next time. What would your wishes be? Thanks for listening and don't forget that if a genie ever does approach you, then run away. Stranger danger, we're not vibing with it.
Vibe check.
Genies are out.